Welcome to The Breaking Point on 91.3 The Edge.
The Edge.
My name's Jack Snams. Alongside here, we got Ethan Sellers, Rachel Lacey, and first time for this year, Griffin Gonzalez.
Hello.
Hello. He was on a few times last year. We're talking about this off the air. He played the games, Breaking Feud, and he loved it. And whenever he lost, he just walked out.
Actually, it was two games where I had like 6-2 leads in both of the games, and I blew it both times, and still trying to recover from that, actually.
Yeah, I don't blow it today.
Over that. Oh, well, Rachel, I'm facing you, so that won't be a problem.
I guess the eagle also is at the nest, obviously. And in the distance in the background, you see this creature, and it's walking around doing its thing, and people think it's Bigfoot yet again.
It's just like this hairy, big, human-like gorilla sort of thing. Like, it's just like a dark human-like substance in the background. It's kind of blurry, but human-like substance.
It has to be Bigfoot. I mean, there's no other animal could be. It couldn't be a bear, because a bear doesn't fit that description.
Mm-hmm. I will say it was walking on its
I saw
legs.
The video. I guess pretty bears. Convinced it's Bigfoot.
I can't see it being Bigfoot. I just can't.
Well, what do you think it is?
What is it?
I don't know what it is. It's a person dressed up in a Bigfoot costume.
The only explanation is Bigfoot. You said Bigfoot in the description.
Yes. Could it be Harambe?
It could be. I mean, possibly. There are a lot of different stories about that. We're not going to get too far into that, but you know what? We can say it's a possibility. Why not?
Wasn't Harambe in San Diego?
Wrongly murdered? Yes.
He was in the Cincinnati Zoo.
Cincinnati,
so
okay.
So this is in Michigan, so it's
He could have walked there.
Wait, that's close enough.
It's too far.
It's close enough.
And Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than, like, California.
Isn't
like,
Cincinnati
it's
in Ohio?
Enough.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You said Chicago.
My bad, yes. Cincinnati, Ohio. But, what I think, I don't know, I just can't see it being Bigfoot because, like, I just see, like, if there's 7 billion people on this earth and, like, I don't know how many people are in the U.S., but the amount of people in the U.S., somebody would find Bigfoot, and somebody would, like, capture him, somebody would turn him in, we'd do a bunch of scientific tests on him, but that hasn't happened yet. We just see, like, these sightings, and, like, no, there's no Bigfoot.
Because he hides.
If you saw Bigfoot, would you go up and talk to him?
Boom.
And be like, hey, we need you for some scientific experiments.
I mean, I guess not, but... Okay.
I say Trump.
Let's go, Trump.
Trump. Okay, hold on.
You got massage's voice.
Gotta get ready.
Listen, folks, listen. Hillary Clinton does not want America to be great again, folks. Folks, I'm sorry. Listen, WHJE, great station. You wanna know why I listen? Because they are winners. They're winners. They win. Constantly. You listen to The Breaking Point. Great show. They win, and that's why Trump likes them, folks. That's why Trump likes them. We're going to make America great again. We're going to keep WHJE great because they just continue to win. Thank you.
I love that he had the hands with it, too.
The hands were all of it. Back again. Welcome back to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. How you guys doing? We got two new guests in the studio. We got John Griffin and Kendall Fahey. How you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
You know what today is?
What is today?
Today's fall break, the start of fall break.
Finally. Thank gosh.
Yeah. Bless.
We got a four-day weekend.
It's been too long.
And then next week, you guys have a four-day week, but I have a three-day week.
Scrub. Oh, yeah, PSAT.
PSAT day.
Well, I don't know if that counts.
That counts.
You got Ethan Seller over there.
What up?
John Griffin and Kendall Fahey all in the studio. And we got some news for you.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited about this.
We're going to Mars.
We are going to Mars.
When?
Wow.
50 to 150 years.
Wow.
Wait,
that's really?
Really
soon.
Yeah.
50 to 150 years.
So this guy named Elon Musk said on Tuesday that a self-sustaining colony of people could be living on Mars within 50 to 150 years.
Why is such a big time range?
See, 50 years is like, that seems short because that's in our lifetime.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
150 years.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
I'm jealous of my kids.
Well, would your kids even be alive?
great great grand.
No,
I don't know.
No, it's, no? It's 150 years.
That's two generations. That's it.
They wouldn't be wife.
Actually, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm jealous of my grandkids just to be safe. Okay, my grandkids will.
If they're chosen,
yeah,
to go, because I'm assuming like you can't take the entire planet up to go.
Yeah, but
you could.
They'll still be alive though. They'll be like, oh yeah, I could live through the time where
wouldn't
we put
really
some
cool
people
if
on
one
Mars.
Of your kid, like one of your grandkids, was like. Chosen to,
that'd be
like,
awesome.
Go, that'd be awesome. Like, just
so, yeah. So they're pretty much pulling the movie The Martian. They're like bringing up people and then living in this dome sort of thing, like the little tent thing that was in The Martian. And then they're gonna start growing food and see if they can do that and whatnot.
Are they gonna grow food with the people on Mars, or are they gonna like grow food first? And
they're gonna grow food with people on. Well, according to this, that's what they say.
Okay, because I was thinking that would be a bit risky, because if the food doesn't work, like, what are they going to eat? Like,
that's true.
Astronaut food for the rest of their life? Like, can they go back? Like, there are so many questions that I'm really interested to see, like, how this all develops.
Thursday night football. We got the Chargers in one corner.
It is tonight.
And the Broncos in the other quarter. The Chargers are wearing their Color Rush jerseys, which look very cool. I think the Broncos are as well, so very excited to see both of those. So they look pretty cool, in my opinion.
The Chargers are 1-4, and the Broncos are 4-1.
Yeah, just go ahead and keep bragging.
I'm just throwing it out there, just letting the viewers know who's better. I mean,
my dad is a gigantic, diehard Broncos fan. He has been since he was a teenager. And as he was raising me, we were watching a Bronco game. It is the Broncos versus the Chargers. And he tells me, Jackson, my boy, I don't care who you root for, but it cannot be the Chargers. And I looked at the Chargers helmets with the lightning bolt. And as a kid, I liked superheroes.
Me too.
And that lightning bolt looked cool. So I said, Dad, I'm going to be a Chargers fan. And so since that day in second grade in Kansas City, I am a Chargers fan. LaDainian Tomlinson, Vincent Jackson, all the way, all those major athletes on the – actually, Vincent Jackson moved to Tampa Bay, but still.
And so, you lived in Florida. Where in Florida?
We lived in Jacksonville.
So you lived in Jacksonville, Kansas City.
Atlanta.
And Atlanta. So you're not a Falcons fan. You're not a Jags fan.
Colts.
Or a Colts or a Chiefs fan.
I mean, I have nothing against them. I have something against the Chiefs just because they're in the same division as the Chargers.
Mm, yeah.
But, it's the Chargers all the way. And it gets really fun. It's going to especially be fun tonight since it's my dad's favorite team, my favorite team, going head-to-head. So we always got some friendly competition in the house. Not going to lie. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's not always friendly at times.
How did the Colts-Chargers game go?
Shut up, Ethan. Every single time the Chargers blow it in the fourth quarter.
They choke. They can't handle the high pressure.
Like the very last game.
Last game,
Josh Lambeau.
Oh,
it wasn't
gosh.
Even his fault.
They were going to score.
Bad snap.
They were a field goal away, and there was a bad snap.
Could have sent him to OT.
And they fumbled it on the last play of the game.
Jackson, predictions.
Predictions. I want to root for my team, but I just don't. I'm losing the faith, man. I'm losing it.
Are you a fair weather fan?
I'm not a fair weather fan, but I'm rooting for the Chargers, but rooting for and thinking they're going to win are completely different things.
Yes.
Chargers, 14th in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Broncos, 4th in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers are going to win.
Yes, what's the score?
23-17. That's an obscure number, but I don't know why I'm thinking of 23-17.
Okay, Ethan?
You know, as we were talking, I had a change of faith.
Did you?
I think that the Chargers are going to be... I think they're going to edge out the Broncos.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers.
28-21. One touchdown. It's going to be... The Broncos have the ball the last second, but they're not going to be able to score and get in the end zone.
Okay. Well, you guys are going pretty high. The Broncos defense is arguably one of the best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stick it with Chargers winning, but only with 14 points.
Okay.
And the Broncos, I will give them 10.
Okay.
Actually, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'll give Chargers 17 points and the Broncos with 13. Okay.
It's pretty close games all around the table, except for Kendall's 2,000.
Okay, listen.
I mean, miracles do happen, Kendall.
I
promise you, if they score 2,000 points, I will bring, like, I don't know.
I'll bring you a box of cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give whatever you want to give to me.
Yeah, I'll get you.
He's the only one I see.
Yeah. I'll get you like donuts or something if they score 2,000 points.
Please do.
2,000 points? That'd be one heck of a game.
I don't even know if they got that many in a season, so they don't. But
okay. Miracles happen. It's time for our departure. I really want you to hope the Chargers win. This has been WHJE on 91.3, and this next song is Outright by Wild Party.